Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Text for our meditation this evening is the gospel reading that we heard a moment ago from Mark chapter 4, beginning at verse 35. But I want to ask you, have you ever been in a storm on the water? Have you ever been on a boat or a ship when there's been a violent storm? I have. Both in a little boat and in a great ship. And during the midst of these storms, the wind and the waves can come at you from different directions. A storm will do that. It will lift the waves up. I'll give you, for instance, anybody ever watch Deadliest Catch? And you see them yelling, the captain's yelling at the guys on deck, "Rogue wave!" That's a wave coming in from an odd direction that they weren't expecting. Storms will do that. And it's perilous. It's dangerous. Even on a mighty big ship that I was on, but we were in a typhoon, and it was like I was in a thimble. The waves can be terrible. The wind is howling, and the ship is rocking, and you don't know, is it going to come back? It'll sit over on its side for so long, like an unreal amount of time. And then it rights itself, but then it goes the other direction. I've walked on the walls. We have been able to walk on the walls. The storms are terrible. I've been in a storm in a little boat. And the wind is living up, and you've got to hit those waves just right with a little boat. A small boat. You know, 4 or 5 people on it. And man, if you don't hit it just right, those waves, they will flip you. It's our life. It's what it's like in the world that we live in. The wind and the waves come at us from all different directions. We don't know when that next rogue wave is going to come and strike us. That's the way it is. It's terrifying at times. It's the world we live in. And our lives are like those of the disciples on the boat that evening. When Jesus said, "Let us go across to the other side." Now, this is on the Sea of Galilee, but Mark doesn't call it a sea. He just says it went across to the other side. And the Sea of Galilee, it's not that big. It's a big lake. But it's down in the bottom of a bowl. It's surrounded on all sides by mountains. And the wind comes whipping off those mountains in different directions. And it can be treacherous. It can be awful. And you don't know which direction the wind is going to hit you or the way the waves are going to be, even though it's a lake. The disciples are just like us. They have the Lord with them. We have the Lord with us. They said, "I'm with you always until the end of the age." We have Jesus with us. We have God with us all the time, don't we? Because we've been baptized. We're children of God. So we have Jesus with us. But the wind and the waves, they come at us from all different sides. Look out! It can be terrifying. nature as a human being. He's tired. And he's asleep, and these disciples are trying to keep the boat going right. Did you notice that little part where it said, and where did he go? And other boats were with him. There were other boats there as well. So they're being tossed about, and the disciples turn and look at him. Jesus! How can you be sleeping at a time like this? Do you not care that we are perishing? He didn't answer right away. It says that he awoke, and he rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace! Be still!" And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Now that's the kind of, that was what the Sea of Galilee was like when I was on it a couple of years ago. It was real early in the morning, and it was like a sheet of glass. And that's what we thought when Jesus said, "Peace, be still." That's what we thought that it would have looked like. Just like a sheet of glass. There was no wind. Very nice. And yet he says to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you no faith? Have you still no faith?" is what he said. "Have you still no faith? You've been baptized at the font. You have become a child of God. Jesus is with you all.
John chapter
He's not changeable. He's the same that he was before time began. He'll be the same after he comes again. He's almighty. He's all-knowing. He knows everything. He's present everywhere. You remember in our Bible class Sunday, we were just talking about the attributes of God himself. These are all the same attributes that God has. And Jesus does divine works. Jesus does things that only God can do. He forgives. Jesus forgives us our sins. He created. John's Gospel again, all things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Oh, and he'll be the judge, won't he? Jesus will be the judge of the living and the dead when he comes again. And he preserves. That's what the Catechism said. Jesus preserves us. The writer to the Hebrews says he upholds the universe by the word of his power. The word of God. And then the Catechism also says Jesus receives divine honor and glory. How does he do that? How does Jesus receive divine honor and glory? That's what we're doing here tonight, isn't it? We're praising God, giving thanks for the many blessings that he's given us. What has he given us? He's given us at the font. He's given us what? Victory over sin, death, and the devil. And in his body and blood that we partake of tonight, and in the absolution, the words that you heard already this evening, your sins are forgiven you.